the 30th of October 2013, and the topic subject material today is best live acts, best live bands. It's pretty difficult for me, to be honest with you, to say this, because most of the, in fact, all of the bands, artists that I would recommend are either in their twilight years, or rocking on in their twilight years, or have fell by the wayside, as I say. And I thought it was quite difficult, actually, for me to state which live bands would be best, or live acts would be best. Because I've stated before in Audio Boo in October the 13th that I did not really appreciate live bands, because at the time of my youth, in my teens and my early 20s, we didn't have money to go and visit or see live bands, rock concerts, as they were. So it kind of limits me to what I did hear and did see. And although at the time the Beatles and the Stones and 100 other acts, bewildering acts, everything from Tiny Tim to T-Rex, if you like, it was just amazing, amazing period of time and music time. And I don't want to linger on this, because some people might say, well, he's living in the past. Well, I am living in the past, and I don't give a jot. I lived through 50s, 60s, 70s, and the early 80s. But to me, the best bands are always in the 60s, 70s. Absolutely, without a doubt. Although I never saw many of them live at all. But anyway, to take the easier route out, I would say that one of the best bands, if not the best bands I saw live, though it wasn't an outdoor occasion, but I saw them twice. I saw them at the Kinema Ballroom in Dunfermline, and I saw them probably about a year later in the Wraith Ballroom in Kirkcaldy, both in Fife, was The Move. Most people will know that The Move was headed by Roy Wood, who went on to create his own wee band called Wizard, which was a wee bit totally wacky. And I remember, in fact, hearing a track from the album, and I'm talking vinyl here, so we're going back in time, folks. Jump in your time machine, go back with me to vinyl. When The Music Box, that was it, the name of the music store in Bathgate at that time, had those booths, you know, those half moon, it's not half moon, canopy kind of booths where you went in, lifted the earphones, stuck them on your ear, and asked the guy at desk to play you a track or tracks from certain albums. And I heard a track from Wizard by Roy Wood, and I thought, okay, so I went over to the counter and said, that was brilliant, I'll buy the album. I took the album home, and it was absolute rubbish. It really was. It was that bad, I took it back and got a refund. There's only one good track on it, or maybe two, but anyway, the full album was a waste of money as far as I was concerned. But Roy Wood was brilliant when he was in The Move, and of course Carol Wayne shared the lead vocals at that point. Most people think of Roy Wood as being the main character in The Move, but he wasn't. As I said, Carol Wayne and Trevor Burton were equally good singers, and had their own styles, and that was great when it revolved around that. But I won't go into the in-depth into The Move. I don't think it's justified here, because at the end of the day, The Move were The Move, no matter who played in it. And when I went to see them, as I said, at the Wraith and at the Kinema, they blew me away. Now, the Beatles and the Stones, to my knowledge, never came to those dance halls. And so, if I speak truly and from the time, then the move was the best act I ever saw. When they were on stage, not only did they have fantastic songs, music, backing, but they had a great stage presence and a great stage ambience, if you like. Almost like a kind of light show, like Earth, Wind and Fire. I remember that. Earth, Wind and Fire were a fantastic... I mean, it was a... My goodness, I think there was about 70 to 100 in Earth, Wind and Fire's backing group, visual group, if you were, on stage. But the move were brilliant. I loved them to bits. One song that always comes to my mind, and I know there's so many, but was Blackberry Way. Don't ask me why, it just does. So for me, the move was the best live act I ever saw, and it's the only one I can really relate to. Not the only one, but the best one of the artists I could relate to at the time. So Roy Wood, Caraway, Trevor Burton, brilliant guys, brilliant songwriters. I mean, if you think back to what they did, not just songs they wrote for their own band, but songs they did individually or as a group, wrote for other people. Wrote many other groups did that, I know that, but for me, the move still sticks with me to this day. And of course Geoff Wayne went on and took the group into the Electric Light Orchestra. I think that was probably the time where Roy Wood branched into Wizard. So it became kind of a sad split in a way, though the Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, produced some fantastic stuff. And that, I guess that was Geoff Wayne's influence on that. But no matter, as far as I'm concerned, it's the move. How many tracks did they make? Oh, well, I can't remember them all, to be honest with you. As I said, Blackberry Way, Fire Brigade, what else? You know, I Can Hear the Grass Grow, Flowers in the Rain, Curly, which is a fantastic track. If you've never heard Curly, listen to that. Brontosaurus was another one. But Curly, well, what a wacky tune. Brilliant stuff. I could go on forever if I could remember the tracks, but you know me, I can't remember very much. Oh my god, as they say. So there you go for day. #October 13. Day 30 of October 13. Best live band I ever saw was The Move, without a doubt. And if The Move got together and came back and went to any ballroom here in Scotland, I'd be off like a shot to see them, because I think it would be brilliant. And I wouldn't give a damn whether they looked really old. I would just have that memory of being in those ballrooms when they played and just how bloody good they were at the time. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye for now.
It was one morning when I woke up, and I found out that they'd signed some papers, and that I was going to be kept in a bed, owing to the state of my mind. And then I found out that the authorities had said that I'd got to have special food fed to me for my thoughts, and I think it's because. Oh, because I was going off my
head. Suddenly from flat skies, 20,000 butterflies glorify my melody for Rome. Turned from hot to very cool, though it seems incredible, I could ride a bike around the moon. Cherry blossom clinic. Lock me in a position where I lie from the corner of my eye. Callous friends just pass me by. Doctor pays a visit every day. I keep asking for my dad. They must think I'm going mad. Lift the blankets off my face before I suffocate. Trying hard to meditate. Tell the people what I've seen. Write a letter to the Queen, asking her if she can come to tea. Cherry blossom clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry blossom clinic,
lock me in and throw the key away.
Up above the sun is high, like a tea tree in the sky. Helicopter lands upon my bed. Horses quickly fade, turning into lemonade. Probably feel better when I'm dead. Cherry blossom clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry blossom clinic,
lock me in and throw the key away.